The Front Page Podcast, named one of iTunes' best in 2010.
On Thursday's Front Page, House Republicans made good on a campaign promise and voted to repeal the Obama health care law. Some Guantanamo detainees will go before military commissions there, not civilian courts in this country. And Illinois is raising state income taxes from 3% to 5%. Would that big an increase close the budget gaps in other states? I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this. Our top story says the Republican-controlled House voted to repeal the health care law that President Obama signed just last year. The vote was 245 to 189. Three Democrats crossed the aisle. All the Republicans voted yes. The bill has almost no chance of passing in the Democratic-controlled Senate. Republicans say repeal was necessary because the law provides for a government takeover of the health care system. They also say it would mean higher taxes and fewer jobs. Also in Washington, President Obama and Chinese President Hu Jintao promised to nurture what they called their two nations' growing common interests, but they acknowledged differences on trade and human rights. Mr. Obama said he'd been candid about that, and Mr. Hu said this when he circled back to the issue at a White House press conference that had some translation problems.
China is a developing country with a huge population, and also a developing country in a crucial stage of reform. In this context, China still faces many challenges in economic and social development, and a lot still needs to be done in China in terms of human rights.
He said he'd take part in dialogue, but he didn't want outsiders interfering in internal affairs. But the real focus was on business and trade. Times reporter Helene Cooper has more on that.
What's really interesting about this visit is we all know we've heard a lot in the talk about China for the last two or three decades. A lot of the talk has been about how cheap Chinese imports are flooding the American market, the Chinese currency has been too cheap. Now that talk has shifted. It's much more about the Chinese marketplace. And a lot of the big companies, for instance, Jeff Immelt is here from GE. They're here to talk about the Chinese market. President Obama now is asking for a quid pro quo and is saying to President Hu that, look, if you want us to keep the American market open for your goods, you're going to have to open up the Chinese marketplace for ours. So it'll be interesting to see just who blinks first on that.
Times reporter Helene Cooper at the White House. Governors like Andrew Cuomo of New York and Chris Christie of New Jersey have ruled out income tax increases, but Illinois Governor Pat Quinn has just signed a bill to raise taxes temporarily. Illinois' income tax rate is going from 3% up to 5%. That got Times reporter Michael Powell thinking. He looked at what that kind of an increase would mean for other financially troubled states, specifically New York, New Jersey, and California. In New York, a two-point increase would bring in roughly $10.7 billion. That's enough to push the state into surplus. The picture's not as good for California or New Jersey. A two-point jump would still leave both of those states with deficits totaling billions. The Obama administration plans to step up its use of military commissions to prosecute Guantanamo detainees. That comes as the administration is facing the fact that Guantanamo is still open. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is expected to lift an order blocking new charges against detainees. He issued the order the day President Obama took office 2 years ago. But last month, Congress imposed new restrictions on moving detainees to the U.S. That pretty much shut the door on the administration's plan to transfer them to a prison in Illinois and prosecute some of them in regular courts. From Iraq, a look at the last Christian family in a small town in Anbar province. 48-year-old Ramel Hawal has lived there all his life. Now his wife wants to leave town or even leave the country. He feels an obligation to stay put, and he says the Muslims he knows told him there's no reason he should leave. They say it's a town where everyone gets along, not just Christians and Muslims, but Arabs and Kurds and Sunnis and Shiites. MTV has ordered changes to a new series. Officials are worried it might violate federal child pornography laws. Times reporter Brian Stelter says the changes reflect the differences in attitudes towards sex here and in the UK, where the show was first produced several years ago. The first few episodes of MTV's remake were virtually identical to the British ones. Inside Thursday's Times, British Prime Minister David Cameron is proposing big changes to the healthcare system there. He wants Britain's 42,000 doctors to be responsible for the healthcare budget. His opponents say that'll open the door to private competition, and that in turn could threaten socialized care, something Britain has had for more than 60 years. In Afghanistan, President Hamid Karzai postponed seating parliament. That deepened a constitutional crisis that threatens to fuel bitter infighting. Karzai took the step after a special court he appointed said it wanted more time to study allegations of fraud. In Tunisia, opposition parties prepared for a power reshuffle in the new unity government. People there are angry. It seems to be more of the same. The government is dominated by the ousted dictator's ruling party. Interim President Fouad Mebazaa came out of that party, but now he says he wants a clean break with the past. Walmart is cutting down on the salt, fat, and sugar. It's announcing a 5-year plan to lower those unhealthy items in packaged foods. It's also lowering prices on fruits and vegetables. Thursday's Business Day section says the move comes out of discussions Walmart's been having with First Lady Michelle Obama. She's made healthy eating and reducing childhood obesity the centerpieces of her agenda. Aides say this is the first time she's thrown her support behind a single company. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.